You are a collector, and you probably don't even know it. Now, some of the things you collect are gray, some are yellow, many are white. The items you collect also come in a variety of sizes. Now, before you think you have something the guys from American Pickers are going to be knocking on your door for, allow me to clarify. You are more likely than not to be a collector of plastic bags from your frequent trips to the various stores that you go to. Other than stuffing them into, well, another plastic bag, what do you do with them all? By the way, some don't even do that. Instead, they're tossed away, seeming like they'll never, ever go away. There's legislation making its way through the State House in Trenton, which is designed to address the plastic bag issue and the pollution that they cause in New Jersey. Here to discuss the details and need for this action is the Executive Director of the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions, Jennifer Coffey. How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And the website for Jennifer's organization, anjec.org. We're talking about in the State Assembly, it's A4330, and in the State Senate, S2776. And Jennifer, what does the bill specifically call for?
This bill, if it is passed into law, will be the strongest law in the United States. We're really excited to be supporting it. It calls for a complete ban on single-use plastic bags that you traditionally receive at the grocery store or retail store. It also calls that, and that provision would go into effect in 1 year. And within 2 years' time frame, the bill would also ban paper bags and would ban polystyrene for food. So that's your typical styrofoam that is used for, think about coffee, soup, any kind of takeout that you would have. Furthermore, there's a provision in the bill that would address plastic straws, and so it requires straws upon request only. And so it makes straws available for the disabled community or someone with a medical need, but really phases out straws for the rest of us who by now should know how to drink straight out of a cup.
I'm curious about the inclusion of paper bags, because isn't paper biodegradable? And even if it was left down into the ground later versus sooner, but nevertheless it would degrade and not be much of an issue at all.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's one a lot of people have. So the issue with paper bags is not so much on the degradation end, although there are some issues when the bags get wet, then they can't be processed properly. But it's really an issue with resource intensiveness. So paper comes from trees, and trees are one of our primary carbon sinks. And so given the challenges that we have on climate change, we want to make sure that we're looking at a multitude of environmental issues, not simply the plastic pollution in a silo. And so ideally, what is good for the planet is if people move towards a reusable bag. And so this is really a culture shift and a change. What we want to avoid is getting people off of plastic and moving them towards paper. What we'd like to do is get people off of a single-use bag, paper and plastic, and move towards a reusable option.
Looking at the bill, too, store is defined as any grocery store, supermarket, convenience store, liquor store, pharmacy, drugstore, other retail establishment that has over 1,000 square feet of retail space. So hypothetically, would that mean that, for example, maybe on the small side bodega in the inner city would have some sort of exemption to this law?
Correct. Yeah, there are some revisions, and some of them may not even be posted yet. I think that store size was expanded slightly with feedback from the retail industry. And so the idea here is to not hurt small businesses and allow them to continue. Of course, as an environmental advocate, what we hope is that as behavior changes and as culture changes, people will take it upon themselves to bring their reusable bags to everywhere that they go, the big stores and the small ones.
Talking with Jennifer Coffey, who is the Executive Director of the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions, anjec.org is their website. Talking about legislation going through the State House in Trenton that would bring an end to public consumption, probably use of plastic bags and a variety of other items, styrofoam included, S2776 in the State Senate, in the State Assembly, A4330. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And again, some of this would be at a request. For example, paper bags would be available, but it would come with a 10-cent fee, 5 cents of which would go to a state agency program overseeing the overall goal of making the state more environmentally user-friendly.
So that's a good question. That's actually the old bill language.
Okay.
And so it was changed yesterday. There will be no fees anymore. There were some complications as to who gets the fee, where does the fee go. And so the bill was cleaned up, and it's a much more streamlined version now. And it's a ban on plastic that would be phased in after 1 year. And then the ban on paper would be phased in after 2 years. And so there is no more fee component.
Because I remember this time last year, there was an attempt that, to the surprise of probably yourself and many others on your side of this issue, Governor Phil Murphy put this back in the bullpen until now, apparently. Well, with that in mind, too, because the governor, I guess, didn't see this as something that would pass, so he put it to the side. Is there any clue of how his attitude is now versus then?
Yes, we've been in good contact with the governor's office, and we were one of the organizations leading the call asking him to veto last year's bill. The bill that was put on his desk last year was really a rush job, and it was an industry-backed bill. It was really the plastics industry that pushed that bill through. So what happened was, when you looked at the details of it, to the general public, it may have seemed as though we were making strides in reducing plastic, but really what it would have resulted in was a massive increase of plastic use. With the fee component, it was also a money grab. So we were very unhappy with last year's bill. We had asked Governor Murphy to please consider vetoing it. We were proud that he did. And so we've worked with the governor's office, been in contact with Senate President Sweeney, and most intensely with the Senate sponsor, Senator Smith, the chair of the Environment Committee, on this, as well as Chairwoman in the Assembly, Nancy Pankin. And so our understanding is that the governor's office is supportive of a good, strong plastic reduction bill, and that's why he vetoed last year's, and we have good signs that he will be in support of this year.
Are there penalties for noncompliance, and if so, how heavy are the penalties?
Yes, there are. There are fees in the bill that are structured for noncompliance. The really important thing about the fees for noncompliance is it gives a multitude of levels of government the ability to enforce those fines. So municipal, county, and at the state level. When the fines are collected, there's a portion of them that would go to municipalities. So 30% of the fines would go to a municipality, who is really the most hard pressed if they're the ones putting the staff out there to make sure that we're reducing plastic in our retail establishments as we should. And then 70% of the fines would go to the Clean Communities Program at the state, meant to clean up litter and to reduce overall pollution from litter, plastic bags, water bottles, et cetera.
What do you say to the person who would be critical of this idea, saying it places a extra expense on the small business? Because when you think about it, you can go to the large supermarkets, box stores, they see it as an income opportunity because they're some of them marketing their own reusable bags that customers can buy. And, you know, truth be told, they don't last forever. So the repurchase is there at some point in time. You see the fast food restaurants, they've long ejected styrofoam for coffee cups, the food service, things like that. So a lot of people would be critical of this, saying, well, this is strictly going to focus and put a new burden on the smaller business.
Sure, I can understand that. And that's why the bill was changed, to provide for allowances for small businesses to continue to provide paper bags. The other issue that I would bring up, or the other thing I would say, is that change is hard, and I understand that. But the data here is very clear. The most compelling piece of data that I like to talk about is a study from the World Economic Forum that says by 2050, we will have more plastic than fish in our ocean, measured by weight, so by 2050, unless we do something very different. Now, I have a 10-year-old niece. That is not a world that I want to leave to her. This is a solvable problem. It's something we can change. And so I understand that change is hard, but you can bring any bag, box, carrying vessel you would like to bring your items out of a store, or you can just carry them in your arms. And I find that's helped me learn to bring my reusable bag.
The bill's again in the Assembly in Trenton is A4330. Companion bill in the state Senate is S2776. You can go to njledge.state.nj.us and read them for yourself in the details, and follow along as they go through the process as well, going through the various committees. Changes could be, maybe not, could be as you see it in its current state. to be determined, as they say. To learn more about this and other environmental issues in the state of New Jersey, visit the website for the Association of New Jersey Environmental Commissions at anjec.org. We've been speaking with their executive director, Jennifer Coffey. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.